The retailer Amazon, with its quick delivery and huge selection, has closed down physical bookstores across the country. Today, Amazon is opening one of its own. And the brick-and-mortar Amazon Books will be in Seattle's University Village. That's the same neighborhood where a massive Barnes & Noble closed in 2011. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
So what's going on here? What's Amazon doing?
What's Amazon doing? Well, the journal spoke to some executives who are familiar with the company's thinking, and they regard this as an experiment. But there's also some economics at play, and that has to do with the fact that offline retail sales still represent more than 90% of U.S. commerce. For all the talk we do on here about e-commerce, mm-hmm. It's still huge. And you also have companies like Walmart and Costco that are selling millions of books annually. And so Amazon wants to get some of that share, potentially, if they were to grow this beyond this experiment. And also, you don't forget that sales of ebooks, which Amazon dominates that area, those are sliding down about 10% for the early part of this year. So they're giving this a shot, seeing what happens out with there in the marketplace.
Well, this has got to be enraging for, you know, well, we mentioned that Barnes & Noble's closed, but, you know, the huge chains were shut down by Amazon, but the huge chains shut down the small neighborhood stores, you know, when they went up. And now here's Amazon going back to that thinking, a small store, 5,000 titles, meaning that you could get there and find they don't have your book. Now, J.B. Dickey, who owns the Seattle Mystery Bookshop, great store, told the New York Times, wait a minute, what's going on? The whole point of Amazon is to get what you want. People are going to drive to this store and not get what they want. But is Amazon being smart like a fox there, or crazy like a fox? Because then if you don't get it at Amazon, you'll go just for the coolness factor, I guess. But then you'll order it from Amazon.
Hey, well, I mean, it worked for Apple. I mean, they didn't have retail stores a number of years ago. But not that that's necessarily the right comparison. But Amazon's saying that they're going to base what they stock on the shelves on customer ratings. So they've got all that data that they can work with. Right. And customers are going to be able to buy books there at the same price as online. So, yeah, instant gratification. The other factor is that Amazon publishes its own books these days. And it's been having a lot of trouble getting booksellers to stock its titles. And so now they'll have an opportunity to showcase some of these authors that they're publishing.
Yeah. Well, Jason, just quick, Amazon this week also announced improved parental leave, 6 weeks of paid leave for parents working on Amazon. Is this going to give the company some of the PR it needs after that New York Times investigation of, you know, allegations of really poor working conditions at Amazon?
Right. Now, Amazon denied those allegations, but this really does mark the first time that Amazon has tried to get itself on par with some of its tech competitors. It's going to be the first time Amazon's offering paid time off for fathers. Now, they've got over 100,000 customer service and fulfillment center workers, so this is going to affect a lot of people. But the company says that this is really coming in response to a survey of employees and focus groups.
Yeah.
So it's what the employees want.
Well, it could also be that Amazon's got an eye on Netflix and Microsoft, who are already doing that. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.